I wish I don't know.
Oh, is it the dustpan men?
Yeah.
You're going to wave. Look. Oh, they're waving at you. That's nice, isn't it? I don't think you need bang on the window tonight.
No, no,
you hear already, don't they? Oh, they've not got a nice day today for doing this, have they? It's been raining. It was fine this morning when we got up, and it's raining now.
There's one up atop.
Yes, he's gathering all the bags together and he's piling them up, and he's put one quite high up on the top, hasn't he? That's a white van, nothing to do with the dustbin man, is it?
The dustbin man can... What's that noise?
The noise is the noise of the dustbin men throwing down their bags. Can you see them all right? The trouble is our trees have got quite tall now, haven't they? Our trees have got tall and we can't really see as well as we used to. We're at Sue's house now. It sounds to me as if the dustbin lorry's on its way. I can hear the noise. We didn't know they were here. I just saw the man walking past the window. Right, I think they're on the way now. They've delivered clean bags for next week. They've gathered up the bags of rubbish and off they go.
What does that come there?
Well, that's the clean dustbin bag for next week. The gentleman put it on the drain pipe, didn't he? Pardon?
Incy-wincy come down there.
Incy-wincy comes down there. Incy Wincy Spider climbed up his boat. Down came the rain and washed the spider out.
Out came the dustbin man and dried up all the dustbin.
Out came the dustbin man and dried up all the dustbins. I think it's supposed to be out came the sunshine and dried up all the rain. But Incy Wincy Spider
climbed up all again.
Climbed up the spout again.
No. With the dustbin.
Well, at least we saw them this week gathering the bags, didn't we? The trouble is, sometimes we can hear the dustbin lorry coming. So we're ready for them, but we haven't heard it today. I can hear it now, but we didn't hear it before the men came. And there seems to be quite a long gap now between the dustbin men bringing the clean bag and stacking up the rubbish and the lorry coming, isn't there? Is that all you're going to say? What are you looking at, darling?
Waiting for the dustbin man.
You're waiting for the dustbin man.
Dustbin lorry.
Dustbin lorry, sorry. And holding mummy's hair.
I'm pulling it.
Don't pull mummy's hair. That's not nice, is it?
Dustbin lorry is here.
Is it? Can you see it?
No.
Well, why did you say it was?
I don't know.
Silly Billy, that's why. Can you see the blossom on that tree? And the buds on this one. There's actual blossom on that one there. Near Grant and Rachel's house. Look, the blossom's out. Oh, this sounds like the men now. There are the buds on the tree near Fred and Rachel's house. You just hear it, can't we? Oh, don't pick your nose, Thomas, no.
Come on, Mum.
I'm coming, I'm not going anywhere. I'm just going to look out of the other window to see how near the one is.
Watch out.
I'm watching out. I think he's probably at Steve's house now. He sounds quite close, doesn't he?
Yeah.
We had two bags of rubbish today. I didn't see whether Auntie Linda and Uncle Brian had put theirs out. Fred and Rachel had a lot, didn't they?
Here he comes.
He's coming. Still can't see him, can we? Sounds like he's getting closer.
Yes.
Do you know what we've got to do today? Yeah. Later on? I think it's time we took your birthday cards down. I was just thinking, it's a couple of weeks now since your birthday. You normally only leave birthday cards up for a week.
There's my special cards.
They are your special cards for your birthday, yes.
And those pins.
Yeah, so we can look at that, can't we?
No.
I think what we'll do though, Thomas, when the dustbin men have been, I think we'll have a bite to eat, Liv.
No.
We'll have something to eat.
A pussycat.
Oh, you're a pussycat, are you?
Watching the dustbin men.
I think Birdie's probably watching from upstairs in the bedroom, don't you? And then after lunch, if it fares up, we'll go for a walk to the shop. Ah, what's that? That's not the dustbin one, it's a wagon, it's a van with a trailer on the back. No, you don't climb any higher, Thomas, please. Well, make sure you can see the men when they come. Now, as I was standing here, I was just thinking a couple of weeks ago, it was your birthday. And that day you were having your lunch, weren't you? And we suddenly realised the men were there. Daddy quickly undid the straps of your chair and rushed you to the window so you could see them. We've kept your cards and balloons up because last week Jake, Jimmy, or no, it's the week before Jake, Jimmy came. And last Thursday...
It's Jake's pussycat.
You want me to stroke the pussycat? Okay. Last Thursday Jake and Georgia came for a little party.
Yeah.
And so I think now most of your friends have been. We should take the cards and balloons now, don't you?
Oh, no.
You don't want to?
No. No, Mummy.
No, well, I think they could do with coming down. You normally only leave them up a week, Thomas. We left them up a bit longer because we knew some people were coming.
Yeah.
Listen, we've got to go out later, haven't we, to the chemist in the shop?
Now.
Are you saying meow or now or no?
More polos.
Did you say more polos?
In that green shop.
Oh, polos in the green shop. No, we're not going for polos, Thomas. And we've got to go out later and buy something like a cake.
Sweets!
No, you're obsessed with sweets. Because, listen, tomorrow... Tuesday, Demetra and Janine are coming.
I remember Jean.
You don't remember Jean? You do remember Janine. But listen, it's Demetra's last time ever for coming here to do a video.
Demetra in my party. Coming down there.
Demetra came to your party?
And bounced on her.
You bounced on her? Yes, poor Demetra. She came to see you on your birthday. You bounced up and down on her, poor lady. So wonder she ever came back. But it's Demetra's birthday at the end of the month.
Got some chocolate lollipops.
Did she give you some chocolate lollipops? That's very nice. And what else?
And some equal small chocolate.
And some small chocolates, which you just happened to need this very minute because you remembered about them. Well, excuse me.
Those are gone. I have another sweetie.
No. Now, Demetra's birthday is at the end of April, and we'll have to buy her a card and a present. And we're going to go out for a meal with her, aren't we? Don't do that, Thomas.
What meal?
We're going to go to the, you know, the Rainforest Cafe. Do you remember going there with Daddy? Mummy and Daddy took you last year. There are elephants and all sorts of animals in the room. And they go, rah!
Where's the jungle?
Where's the jungle? It's a cafe in the jungle, isn't it? Do you remember going at the Trafford Centre?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're going to go there with Demetra. Oh, it sounds like the men are coming. There's a joint sort of leaving present and birthday present. But I think tomorrow we'll get a cake so we can have a little party here in the afternoon. Oh, here they are. Are you going to wave to the men? That's right. I think the men who waved at you already are the men that we know very well, aren't they? Keep waving because he might glance up. Yeah, he's seen you, he's waving back, that's nice, isn't it? He's still waving, isn't that lovely? Yes. Oops, off he goes. Right, this is our rubbish now, going in the back. Can you see all right, Liv? Look, rubbish, oh rubbish. He threw that box in, didn't he?
What box?
Did you not see he had a box?
Yeah.
There, our rubbish is gone for another week. Shall we move your chair so you can see what's happening here?
I'm running.
He's running, he got out of his cab and he ran, didn't he? Oh, the other man's waving at you now. That's right.
Isn't this lovely, the way you're going?
Whoops! We lost you then, didn't we? They're bound to look again before driving off, aren't they? There we are.
Isn't that lovely?
Right, rubbish now from near Sue's house. Can you see?
Do you know there's far more rubbish at Sue's house?
Where's it all come from?
Where's it all come from? It's come from everybody's house. Oh, here's the man that I was just about to say. The driver got out of his cab and ran to help the man collect our rubbish, and there was hardly anything, and yet he's left the poor man to deal with all the bags at the other side of the road. And I think he was running out of his cab. Right, one last wave, that's it. I think he was running out of his cab to tell the other man that you were waving and they had to wave. Right, off they go.
Yes, poor man.
Isn't that lovely? Because I was about to say to you, I think the men that collect the bags and leave new bags are the men that we know, because they've been coming for a long, long time. But it looks now as if the new men who are driving. There were six men today. Did you see that? There were three men collecting bags and delivering new bags. And there was a driver and there were two other men picking up rubbish bags.
I know it's not full.
Pardon?
It's not just spin round.
Pardon?
It's not spin flat out. It's not spin again.
He didn't spin round.
That's a spin man.
Did you not spin round?
Like this.
Listen, darling. We should have done something today, really, because it's Easter at the end of the week, but the bin men usually come on the bank holiday. The next Monday will be bank holiday Monday, and you have had Easter eggs on Sunday.
I need to put this on the floor. Let's stay off.
So how about
in
next...
Ireland. My lorry's there,
Right, don't take any more out now. No.
I'm going to bring this out.
How about next week, Thomas, we get some of those little Easter eggs for the dustbin men? Would you like that?
Where's my lorry?
I don't know.
My big lorry.
Your big lorry?
Two wheels.
A big lorry with two wheels? I don't know which lorry you mean.
Blue and grey one, and yellow one, and green one are trailers.
And you mean the train?
I mean the big wooden mean. Do you go in the lorry some red seat and the bottom and a silver one and blue one?
Lost me. Don't know what you're talking about.
My bicycle!
Oh, your bicycle! It's there, Thomas. That great big bicycle. About 2 inches from your nose. I didn't know that's what you meant. I should have realised that's what you meant by your lorry. It's just that because that was sort of 2 inches from your nose and you didn't mention it, and I assume that wasn't what you meant.
A little fruit lorry's here.
The fruit lorry's here. Hello, fruit lorry. You're usually a dustbin man, aren't you? After the dustbin man had been.
Yeah.
You're a fruit lorry man instead, are you? So I think next Monday, Thomas, if we get some eggs, we go to the shop.
The wheels, draw one.
The wheels not won them over, yes. And we'll go and buy some eggs. And next Monday, when the men are here, the bin men, shall we go outside and hand them a little bag with enough eggs in? There are six dustbin men. If we give them half a dozen eggs, yes, when they stop for a cup of tea or coffee, they might enjoy an egg, mightn't they? Would you like to do that?
Yeah.
Right, we'll do that then.
I share.
Share, that's right, you can share some eggs.
Chocolate eggs.
And we must get some cakes for tomorrow afternoon, because we've got to say goodbye to Petra.
Yes, because it's spinning round.
Yes, the spin mom's spinning round.
We've got to say goodbye to Dimitri, but also we've got
to... We need our long round.
All right, listen, we need to welcome Janine properly, don't we?
Where's it gone?
Well, it's gone away now, darling.
Where's it gone?
Are you ready now for something to eat? Now I've had the excitement of the dustbin men. No.
Well, that's spinning round and round.
The spinning round and round thing. Well, I've put it away in the kitchen, darling.
Where are you going?
Would you like to come with me to get the dustbin bag? And the drain pipe?
Okay.
You get it, we'll open the door. You needn't go out, just get it straight from the drain pipe, please. And bring it in. Okay. That's it. Carefully.
Wow.
Right, quick, come in, it's raining. It's raining, isn't it? Quickity quick in. Oh, isn't that lovely? Did you get wet with your hair?
Yes.
Thank you. Right, we've got it in now. We won't put it in the dustbin because the dustbin's outside at the back and that would mean going out in the rain again. It's just it's quite windy today and I have a feeling if we left it outside it would blow away. There we are.
There's lots of bottles.
Lots of bottles. What are you, a dustbin man or a fruit man?
Fruit man.
A fruit man, right. Okay.
The way you fruit man, a fruit man came.
I was waiting for the fruit man and here he came.
On his knees.
Yes. Like Michael when you're on your knees, aren't you?
Yes. Yeah. Evil boss, the swimming.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Just what I have always wanted. Isn't that lovely?
That stick is yours.
Is it? That stick is mine. Did you say that stick is yours? That's very good. Why are you going round on your knees, Tommy?
Because I collect all the dustbin bags.
I see. I don't seem to recall our dustbin bin going round on your knees, though, Thomas.
No, just mine.
Just you. You're a very special dustbin man, aren't you? You're putting them on the floor gently. Well, look, there's a nice box here, Thomas. Would you like to put them in the box? How about that?
Oh, you are putting it there. That's clean for you.
Oh, thank you. This is a clean box for next week. Is it like a clean bag? Be careful, Thomas.
Those are yours.
Yes.
This people is here.
Yes.
Come on.
Hello, dustbin man. Mm-hmm. And what's a miserable dustbin man? He didn't wave.
What dustbin man?
You.
I waved.
Oh, did you? Oh, right, like that. Oh, well, I couldn't see you down there.
Bye.
Bye-bye, dustbin man. I shall see you next Monday.
Yeah.
Thank you for collecting all my dirty rubbish.
Thank you. Dustbin man. Got a little box.
Has he forgotten his box?
Yes.
Oh dear, dear.
The spinning nearly fell over.
Did he?
Yes, the spinning. And then he's rolling. Rubbish. Standing.
Lots of rubbish waiting to be collected, isn't there?
Yes. I'm tired.
You're tired?
I'm tired.
On the side. It's waiting to be collected on the side of the road.
Yeah.
On Friday we saw the dustbin man in Didsbury, didn't we?
Red one.
Big red lorry in Didsbury, that's right. What happened?
No.
We were trying to get past, weren't we?
Yeah.
And we couldn't because they were blocking the road.
Yeah. Once, the love could bolt on his front wheel. was falling over.
Oh dear, did the dustbin lorry bump into it with his front wheel? No, take the tops off, love.
Problem.
You've got a problem. Okay.
Just turn it off.
Oh, hold up, Lily's going downstairs now.
Hello, chicken. Oh, you hurt my toe. I hurt your toe.
What happened? Oh, did I push the chair?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry, sweetheart. I didn't realise your foot was there.
I just pushed the chair out of the way so Freddie could get past. Sorry, Thomas. Sorry, Freddie. It was an accident. It was an accident. Anyway, again. I saw some boys on the road.
What did you see some boys doing?
No, no, this is road. I saw some blocking my toys.
Oh, I see. You saw some small toys on the road. They were blocking the path, were they? Of the dustbin lorry. Were they in the way?
Yeah. And I thought the dustbin men arrive. I could present for them, Purdy.
Oh, well, Purdy's just run outside this very minute. She's just slipped outside. Can you see?
Yes, there's a present for Purdy.
All right, I'm sure she'll come in a minute because it's raining.
Okay.
And she's
very scared.
She doesn't like the rain, though. She's not really scared. She just doesn't like it. It's not very comfortable, is it?
Oh, no. Sorry.
Tell you what, Thomas, Purdy seems to like a new bed, isn't she?
Yes.
Another bed, new bed you bought. Yeah. I didn't think she was going to like it at first, did we?
No. To just be some.
Thomas, please don't be careful dropping those off.
Off the bag, Laura.
It's very nice of the men to wave to you, though, isn't it?
It's nice. It's what?
Oh, we're all waving. It's lovely, they obviously know where you live now. I think Ben waves at them as well. Ben's mummy told me that Ben gets very excited when the dustbin men come.
On the telephone.
Pardon?
Ben tells it. On the telephone.
Are you saying something about Ben?
Yes.
What are you telling me about Ben?
Ben's ringing a telephone.
Something about a telephone?
Hello, it's one of my mate first.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Oh, that's lovely. Yes, that's handy. That's a nice box, isn't it?
Need a box.
Thank you.
Stack it up.
You're stacking them in the box. That's lovely. Thank you.
Thank you.
Do you feel warm enough, Thomas?
Yes. Yeah.
It's not really warm in here. I suppose you feel dashing around collecting dustbin bags. You'll probably be quite warm, won't you?
No. There you are. This is a heavy bag.
It is a very heavy bag. Oh, thank you so much. Thank you. Let's go and let Purdy in.
Okay. I get the toy for
him. Yes, that's right. Get the toy. Just let her get in first.
Here you are, chicken. There's not the ladder. Here you are. Let's pick that one in.
A tigger for you, Purdy. Thomas has got a tigger for you.
Oh dear.
I was about to say, I'll sprinkle some biscuits on Purdy's food, but as I pull the box out of the cupboard, I tipped it the wrong way. Walk on the floor, haven't they?
Aye.
You help pick them up, and when you pick them up, we'll pop them straight onto Purdy's plate like that. That's it. Good boy. Thank you, you're a good little helper, aren't you? My little helper. Purdy, I think she ran upstairs, unfortunately, when we dropped the biscuits and
it scared her. She's a little bit nervous, isn't she?
Yeah.
When she came in, she looked a bit frightened. Oh, she's back again. Right, she just wants to eat a lunch now, Thomas. Just leave her alone, please.
Okay, you whiskey chicken.
That's right.
Purdy's feet is lovely.
Purdy's what's lovely?
Purdy's coat is so warm.
Oh, Purdy's coat is so warm. I love little pussy. Her coat is so warm. And if I don't hurt her, she'll do me no harm. So I'll not pull her tail, nor drive her away. And Pussy and I very gently will play.
Play Thomas.
Play with Thomas, that's right. Right, shall we have some lunch now, Dustbin Man?
No, I'm too busy.
You're too busy? Oh,
wait,
but you see,
my book, I only my markers here on the road.
Do you? Well, I think we ought to have a little break for lunch now.
Not yet.
Not yet, yes, I think so, Thomas. Later. I think it's just very near lunchtime, darling. Oh, you've set the lights off on the ambulance now, have you? Oh, and there's no fashion.
Purdy's poorly,
is she?
I mean, Nino.
So the ambulance is coming and it's Nino, I think. What were you saying then? Your address?
Stopwatch.
I've eaten Rosie Stopwatch.
Fisher.
Did you really hurt your leg, darling, before?
Yes, on my bottom.
Did you really hurt him? Come here.
Okay.
Oh, darling. What were you doing? You were climbing on my back, weren't you?
I hurt.
Have you hurt the muscles in between your legs?
Yes.
Oh, sweetheart. Listen, when Mummy was a little girl,
yeah.
I was your age. I was 3, but I was a little bit older than you are now.
Mm-hmm.
Grandma bought Mummy 2 little skirts from Marks and Spencer's. They were kilts, pleated kilts.
Like me.
Like
I'm
you.
I'm wearing now.
You're not wearing a kilt. You're wearing top and trousers, but they're not a kilt. No, yeah. Isabel has a kilt. You know that little skirt with the safety pin at the bottom? Well, Mummy, Grandma...
I have a spare tipping on my bottom now.
You don't.
Yeah.
Grandma bought Mummy 2 skirts, a red one.
A blue one.
No, and a...
red one.
A red one and a...
blue one.
No, not blue.
Hello.
No.
Brown.
No.
No, what?
Green.
Green.
And Grandma said, try these skirts on because if they don't fit, we'll have to take them back to the shop. And I tried them on, and as I was stepping out of one of them, my legs went, whoop. I did the splits and I broke my leg. And I was in hospital for 6 weeks with my leg up.
Oh, you need a bungee
cord. I'm sorry. I didn't have an ambulance, no. Although possibly, yes, I think I did have an ambulance, but it didn't have a siren on. I can't remember. I was too little.
Nino.
Mummy had big bandages, a huge bandage around her leg, and she had to have a leg up like that in hospital.
Oh, dear. I got poorly. I need a plaster on my butt and it'll make it nice and bleed. And fire engine. And plaster on my bottom, yes.
And you want a plaster on your bottom now? You want the fire engine to do it?
What?
Because
let's open this.
Oh, let's open this. I think you've just hurt yourself, haven't you?
What's the smell of?
What's the smell of?
Orange juice.
It smells of oranges, but it's called citrus. Let's have a look.
Okay, I put them in here.
Yes, we've got to put some. This is called citrus potpourri. Just smell that. It smells like orange juice, you said. What did I say it smelled like yesterday?
It smells of sweets.
It does smell sweets, but what did I say?
Lemon.
Jelly.
Jelly.
Do you remember I said
Got you in the car, and I said to Daddy, I can smell jelly.
Yes, get up.
Oh, you are silly.
Yes, silly woman.
No, we didn't say that. It's some yellow ribbon there. Huh? Look at that. It's rather nice.
It's
very
nice.
Open this bag.
I put it over later. I put it over later.
Look at, no, darling, I can't believe this. Look at these funny shapes. You smell it. No, we are. If I hand you those, would you like to put them into the jar? Into that jar? Whoops.
I'm sorry.
Whoops, Lydia, that was my fault, not yours.
Thank you.
I might have to wash our hands afterwards.
Is that fine?
Yes, please, yes, everything. That's right, we take it from the bag.
Really?
And we put it in this jar. This is to make Mummy and Daddy's bedroom smell nice. Look at this. That looks like a big orange. That's too large to go in the jar. We'll keep that for something else. Oh, there's another little ball there. That's it.
Some more.
Yes, please. Oh, that's a nice one.
Okay.
Look, that's unusual, isn't it?
It's more like a fish.
Does it look like a fish? It's a cross between a fish and a cone, isn't it?
Yes.
Yes, you can put those in. It smells very nice, doesn't it?
Nice.
Mm.
Delicious.
Delicious. Look, there's another of those little things. Very strange, aren't they?
Another fish.
Mm. Right. Do you like to put those in?
That's more like a strawberry.
It is. It's a bit like a sausage or a strawberry. Well, look. It's a slice of orange. Smell that. Mmm. Those will all have to go in a different bowl, won't they?
Yes.
Yeah.
I take it.
No, we mustn't play with it, Thomas. It's not a toy, darling.
Yes.
I know. See what else we've got. Oh, look at now. I don't know what those are. Look rather nice, don't they? They smell nice as well.
It's more like traffic cones.
More like traffic cones. Hmm, possibly.
Probably.
Right, I don't think we need much more now because it's fairly full, that jar, isn't it?
Look, we tried this one. It's a spider.
Looks like an spider.
Mmm, yes.
Oh. Now I think we'll just top up now with just these small. Hey, what? I'll give you those to slot in, sweetheart. Please. Look, there's something there that looks like a little. Oh, I lost it. It's a little caterpillar. Look at this. Ooh. That looks like a caterpillar, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah.
It isn't a caterpillar, but it looks a little bit like it. Right.
Caterpillar.
That's one jar. One jar done. Now. You smell that. Do you like that?
Yes, it's more like orange juice.
It is like orange juice, right.
Right.
Now we've got another little jar to fill.
Yeah. Mm.
Mm-hmm. And those little balls would go in there. Is there enough room?
Yeah.
Are you enough room for that or not?
Not.
Not, okay.
This part is...
to fill it with these orange things, I think, because they're quite small, aren't they?
Look, another ball.
No, I don't think the balls will go in, darling. I think we'll have to leave those with these oranges. I think that's all too much, isn't it? Shall we leave that out and put some smaller things in?
That's it. No more sweets. Certainly no licorice.
You're talking about no more sweets, no more licorice. This is something you've seen on, is it the tweenies?
Yeah.
Skateboard. Oh, I know what it is. It's the tape cassette that Jake Jimmy bought you for your birthday.
No more sweets, certainly no licorice.
So, no more sweets, certainly no more licorice. It's a story about skateboarding Sam, who's a policeman. He's a policeman. He doesn't go around on a bicycle or... on his foot or in a patrol car.
On a car.
He has a skateboard, doesn't he?
Yes. And then, fire engine. Nino, Nino!
And I don't, can't quite remember the story, but somebody's stealing sweets, aren't they? And does skateboard Sam try and get the naughty boy for stealing sweets?
No, 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 naughty boy. Then, fire engine.
Fire engine?
Yeah, he's there.
Am I doing this on my own now?
Yeah, you are.
Thank you. Well, we'll put these two jars in Mum and Daddy's bedroom, and then I think the rest we've got a nice wooden bowl, which we might put on the hearth down here. Do you think?
Yes.
It'd be rather nice, wouldn't it?
On the mantelpiece.
On the mantelpiece? And I don't think there's room on the mantelpiece. Well, there would be if we took down your birthday cards. No?
No.
Oh, Thomas, we really need to take them down, love.
No, it's not fair.
What's not fair?
They've got my card off.
No, but they've been up 2 weeks. It was your birthday 2 weeks ago. Do you not think it's time they came down?
No.
No.
It's breakfast time.
Breakfast time?
Yes.
Well, if we're not going to take the cards down, could we take down the pin the tail on the donkey or pin the tail on the eel? Can we do that, do you think?
No.
Should we put that ribbon round there?
Mm-hmm. It's dusty. It's more like a funny snake.
Is that like a funny snake?
Yes, it is.
What colour is the ribbon?
Hello.
When Mummy was a little girl, you know the teddy bear that sits on our bed that you and Daddy laugh at because it's so scruffy because it's as old as me? Mm-hmm. Well, it isn't actually. It's younger than me. Because I got it for my 5th birthday. When that came from the shop new for my birthday,
yes.
It had a ribbon on its neck, the same colour as this.
Mine!
And it was slightly wider, the ribbon. Yeah, do you know what that is, Thomas?
Parcel.
It's a parcel, I've just tied a bow. Doesn't actually look very nice now, does it?
No.
Oh, yes, we say yes, it looks beautiful, Mummy.
Yeah, it's beautiful, Mummy. It smells more like beautiful.
It smells more like beautiful. I mean, it looks nicer than it smells nicer than it looks. Is that what you mean?
It's a goodbye, little fire engine.
Yes, goodbye before you say anything else to a family.
Goodbye,
Mummy.
Goodbye,
Thomas.
No, goodbye, fire engine.
Oh, goodbye, fire engine.
Good morning.
Is that what you want now, fire engine?
Run away.
You've driven away. Are you going to put a fire out?
Then.
Are you saying then or again?
Then. Mummy's on fire.
Mummy's on fire.
Nino, Nino, Nino. I'm just crying, Simon. Then, a hose on the ladder. The hose on the ladder.
You put the hose on the ladder. You like that fire engine, don't you, Thomas?
Nino, Nino, yes.
Is this a nice present? Oh, I'm soaking wet now. You put water all over me. You mess pot. Are you a big mess pot?
Yeah. You need a towel.
Do you need a towel, yes? If you poured water over you from the fire engine hose. Oops, steady, steady, no. Do you hear that little noise then?
Yes.
What do you think that was?
Daddy, go home.
I don't think it should be Daddy home, yes, it's the middle of the afternoon. Sounded like it might have been Purdy jumping down from the windowsill upstairs. Right, there we are. I'm quite pleased with that.
You're soaking wet.
Soaking wet, absolutely soaking wet. Right, I'm going to just stand that there because until I find the bowl, we can
Let the smell get into the room. That would be nice, wouldn't it?
Yes. I come following you. Then, Thomas went up in a hole's pipe and went
Oh, you're making everybody and everything wet. Aren't you? Come on, Henry. Get that hose bump out of my jumper. Cheeky. Cheeky. Cheeky Mickey, aren't you? Shall I cut some pictures off? Thomas Henry?
Yeah.
Shall I cut some pictures off here?
Yes!
Thomas. Oi.
They tickle.
Just tickle, yeah.
Tickle. Hey. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
They tickle.
It does tickle, yes.
Hey, beg your pardon.
I beg your pardon.
I thought it named Jordan.
What did you say? I beg your pardon.
I thought you were in your garden.
I beg your pardon, I heard you in the garden. Is that what you said? Look.
Hey!
It's one of the Henry.
Then, wait. Thank you. Is it?
No, it isn't hurt.
You beg your pardon.
I just wonder what you're doing.
Tickling.
You're tickling.
Me, you. Tickling your button. Tickle.
Thomas Henry, stop. Right, now.
Tickle your hair.
No, not when I've got some scissors in my hand. Look, I thought we were doing this now.
Tickle, 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 tickle,
Good heavens. Right, this is the box from one of your Happy Meals.
Where?
And I'm cutting where it tells me to cut. There's a bit quiet now. What we suppose that is.
Thank you.
Oh, that's a picture frame. Thomas, come here, please. Nice. Now I think we've got to cut along the bottom as well, haven't
we? Okay. I put that in my lorry. I'm a dustbin man.
Oh, you're a dustbin man, are you?
Yes.
We saw them earlier on, didn't we?
And then, dustbin man got a good picture on his back.
Has he?
Yes, he has. Before mummy.
Oh, that's nice.
Thank you.
No, no, no. Right, what are they telling us to do to us? Oh, that needs to come off as well, doesn't it? We've actually got two empty Happy Meal boxes, so we can practice with this one.
Well, you are?
Sure, it shouldn't be too difficult. It's
just...
And that needs to come off as well.
Then, but when... Come... Tickle, 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 tickle.
What are you using to tickle my neck?
It goes, it's...
What? What is it?
It's a mouse.
A mouse?
Tickle, tickle.
Oh. It's not a mouse, it's the hose from the fire engine, isn't it?
Yes. The hose now is still tickling. Tickle, 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 tickle. I'm tickling you.
You're tickling me.
And you're tickling your chin.
Tickling my chin.
What is like that? You say what is like that? You say watch. What is like that? You say yay. What is a little friends?
I know you love throwing things. Mummy doesn't love you throwing things, so does she? Mummy doesn't love you throwing things.
I love it.
I know you love it.
What do you throw, Mummy? That's in your lamp.
Do you throw that towards the lamp?
Yeah.
That's not being a good boy, is it?
No. Right. What? Catch? Mummy, what? Catch?
No throwing inside, Thomas.
It's ready. Go. Yes. If you're doing some work, I'll just throw it.
No throwing, Thomas. If you throw that again, I'm taking it off. You don't throw. You know that. It's not nice to throw, is it?
Thank you.
Right, would you like to put those in the bin?
In the dustbin wagon.
Oh, in the dustbin wagon. I was meaning in the bin bin, in the kitchen bin. No?
No. Just in the water.
No, we'll keep that. We'll put this in your Winnie the Pooh book. It's a picture of Pooh and Piglet.
No.
I think that would be nice, don't you?
That one. This one.
Pardon?
These are shook.
Are you a dustbin lorry now, Thomas? Away.
Yeah.
It says, Eeyore looks sad. Can you pin his tail back on? Look, you put it up here.
Mm-hmm.
You were messing about though because you know where it goes. Becky, there. Jonathan,
there.
Bethany, there.
There.
Rachel,
there.
Charlotte,
there.
Abigail,
there.
And Ben.
Yeah.
And who is the closest?
Ooh.
Rachel was actually the closest, but Charlotte was pretty near. Charlotte was nearer than Ben. So we gave two prizes, didn't we?
That's sweet.
Right, here's the tail on Eeyore. Right, you have another go. Close your eyes. Close your eyes. Let me spin you round and round so you get dizzy. And just to make sure you don't look, I'm going to put your hood over your face like that. Right, there's the tail. There's the tail. In you are. In your hand. Now you pin it where you think it should go.
On this way.
Whoops, it's falling off. Have another go. Eyes tight shut. Eyes tight shut. Right, one last go. No, Thomas, that's the doorknob. You're very near. Oh, wow, look at that. That's quite near, isn't it? Shall Mummy have a go?
Okay.
Right, all right, I'll spin round and I'll kneel down. You can put your
coat. No, your eyes.
Right, close my eyes. Spun round. Whoops. Kneeling down. No, darling. No, the hood needs to go over my face, I think, to hide me. Right, thank you. Right, shall I have a go now?
Okay.
Oh! Look where I've put it. I put it on his ear. That's not a good place, is it?
No.
Shall we have another go? Would you like another go?
I do it.
Right, you have a go. Right, close your eyes. No tight, no peeping. No peeping, Thomas Tittle Mouse. Now you can't put your hands over your eyes, otherwise you haven't got a hand free to pin the tail up with. No looking.
Oh, you put it right on top of Becky's sticker.
Oh. I think you peeped then. Because you stuck it right on the right place. You stuck it where the cross is. Shall we have another go?
Gentle.
Of Rachel's sticker. Oh, it was quite near, wasn't it? Because Rachel won the prize.
Again?
Yes. You'd like another go? No, you want me to have another go? Okay.
Close your eyes.
I'm closing my eyes. What's that?
Yours.
I'm trying to stick it on you.
It's button.
Oh! Oh, that looks rude.
No, it's supposed to be on his one.
It's supposed to be on that one, is it?
Yeah.
Right. I don't know.
I stick it on Tigger.
You're sticking it on Tigger?
Yes, and Tigger's back.
Yeah, sticking it on Tigger's back. Well, that's on top of Bethany's sticker. And that's on top of Rachel's sticker. Where should it really go? No, that's Charlotte's sticker.
Look.
Yes.
That one. Is that name?
Abigail.
Okay.
That's where Abigail chose. That was Ben's. Ben, your friend. Were you and Ben holding hands at the station the other day?
On our flag.
Yes, that's right. You were both sitting on a bench on Friday watching the trains, weren't you?
Hold my hand.
You were holding each other's hand, and then when the train came, you were waving your flag and you waved it together, didn't you? You were sharing. That was very, very nice.
Up top, that's Rachel's.
No, Rachel's is there. You were the only one who put it miles away. How did you possibly reach to stick it up there, Thomas?
I can't want to see. I'll go that again. I've got on my head.
No. Thomas, don't be gentle with this or you'll break it.
You put me all that. Close your eyes. That. Then again. Again!
Right, so close my eyes. There we are. Have I got it right?
Yes.
Ah, because when your back was turned, I cheated. And I saw where the cross was, and I put it straight on the cross.
I saw plenty.
You can see plenty?
Yes. Look there.
Oh, yes. Shall we pull Purdy up and see where Purdy don't move that.
Hello?
Don't move that. She's trapped. No, don't Jessie, come on, Purdy.
Okay.
Right now, we're gonna hold Purdy, don't squirm. And let's see. No, we're not covering Purdy's head up. Let's just see where she puts her paw. No, she don't give her a clue. Just let us see why she puts her paw. Where do you want to put it, Purdy? Look, she might like this tail. Do you like this tail? What's she going to do?
Now, you like it,
she's just deciding.
Come on. Sit.
Oh, she sat there. It's quite near, isn't it?
Okay, Purdy, I put it.
You put it there, that's where Purdy chose. Ah, do you know if Purdy had been, well, she was at the party, but she was hiding, wasn't she?
What on?
She was hiding upstairs after the noise. If Purdy had done that at your party, she would have won a prize.
Yes, I spit on one of people, I hate people.
She would have done what?
Spit people.
Spit people?
Yes.
Purdy doesn't spit at people.
You will, Purdy, do you?
No, Purdy doesn't spit at people, Purdy.
Look.
The nice girl. Are you putting her tail in your ear?
Yes.
Right, let's go and feed her. Let's see what she wants.
I'm cheating for some.
Yes, well, I'll put some fresh food out for
you. Oh, you never mind, Chrissy. It's easy. Hey, Mummy.
There's my eyes.
Yes, I'm sick today on that one.
Oh, I'll close my eyes and I'll cuddle this little boy.
No.
Oh, we're going to take this down. Shall we take this down?
Yes.
If you won't let me take the cards down, we'll at least take this down. And what about the balloons?
Oh, yes! I take them off! Because I take them off!
No, you don't climb up there, Thomas.
I need to get one.
No.
I need to get one. Oh, it's tied too high up.
It's tied too high up, yes, it is. Look, plenty of balloons here.
Okay.
Is it a tweeny one you want?
Yes.
Well, somewhere there's a green tweenies one.
Oh, then a
look. Look, with balloons there, where's the tweenies one gone? You're going to help. Well, those were the balloons that we tied on the front door.
Yes.
Oh, oh, here it is.
Yes. What's
your favourite?
My favourite balloon.
Yeah, here you are. Favourite. It says tweenies. And then on the back it says, I'm Bella. Look, which two? Is that Fizz and?
Jake.
Is that Jake?
I'm Bella!
And on, look, the other side it says, I'm Bella. There you are, Bella. Right, get down from there, please. Don't climb on the chairs. On the floor. That's a
you
good
it. You reach up there.
No, we'll leave those where they are.
My car's down. It's high up there.
It says high up. Do you want the cards down there?
Mm. Yes, I'd love it.
You'd love it?
Yeah.
Well, you said you didn't before.
Thomas Henry. I'll take it off again.
All right. Do you think we'll be able to use...
stick it on the floor.
Do you think we'll be able look. To use this under the
look,
ear?
Look.
Oh, yes.
I need the glove on it. Then stop. Hedgehog.
A hedgehog on the road?
Yes.
It's Eeyore's tail, isn't it?
Run over the hedgehog.
Well, that's not nice. Where have you seen people running over hedgehogs?
You hold a hedgehog.
Is it off the builder?
You hold it at the hedgehog.
Right, thank you. Yes, that's right. I think there's a story on Bob the Builder about some hedgehogs in the road, because don't they rescue them, Thomas?
No! They roll them!
Roly really rolled them. I don't think he did roll over them, did he?
He put them on the floor. That. Right. What are you doing?
Mummy, what am I doing? I'm folding this up, darling. I wouldn't want to be able to use this in the year, but what I thought was, if we folded it up nicely with the stickers still on.
Look! Oh, look! I am walking at a sleeping
bag. Look at our sleeping bag. But if we don't use it another year,
yeah.
We can keep it. We'll keep it in a little folder we've got of things for you.
Oh, thank you!
And then
how sweet!
Did you say thank you, how sweet?
Yes!
Well, yes, it is a bit sweet, Thomas, isn't it? And then when you're a big grown man,
yeah.
And you're celebrating your 21st birthday or your 18th, I can say, ooh! These are the friends you had around when you were three.
The twigs. Watch out, the big hedgehog.
Do you think you'll still see the same people when you're 21?
Yes, I am.
It would be nice to think that some of the people that came to your third birthday will be here on the 21st.
The clean dustbin. The Will you clean the spin bags?
Oh, are those the clean dustbin bags for next week?
Yes.
That's very nice.
Then, this bird is hanging it on a hook.
They're hanging it on a hook while the bin man left ours on the drain pipe, isn't he? Sometimes it's in the tree, and other times it's on the drain pipe. Right,
okay, tail on fire.